Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hayes.
What a hit.
Superstar, superhuman. Call him what you like. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. As you know, this week we're going through our best defensive players of all time and in the modern game, position by position. The other day we had fullback was the first one up and Billy Slater got our top gong as the best defensive fullback of all time, potentially the best attacking fullback of all time as well. Billy was just an incredible footballer and our best modern day defensive fullback. And this could have gone to a lot of guys, but for me, it was Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. I'm a big fan of him. I could have gone with Tedesco for similar reasons to Billy Slater. And if you told me Tedesco was the best one, I wouldn't push back on you in no way, shape or form. But for me, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, I think it's a really underrated aspect of his game. And I think that once I've pointed it out, you'll probably start to notice it more and more because it really is special from him. Today, we're diving into the wingers and a really interesting position, the wing. I mean, it's changed so much over the years. It used to be, you know, the most irrelevant position in the game, and now it's just so important that now you're paying wingers sort of fullback money if they're good enough. And, you know, you look at a guy like Semi Radradra, you know, like the position has just changed so much. And you know, the old joke, the old saying used to be, oh, you know, wingers score so many tries because they're marked by wingers because, you know, they're not really footballers. Yeah, like wingers are guys that hang out with footballers. They're just the quick guys that stand out on the edge. You know, all the jokes about the end of a game, you see, I saw the other day the Green Machine Pod. If you're not following them, jump on Instagram, Green Machine Pod. Have a look at them. They've got a fantastic podcast. Obviously, Raiders focused, but they put up a thing the other day. It was called Spot the Winger, and it had a picture of, you know, these guys playing at this Canberra team. I can't remember who they were playing. Maybe Canterbury. It looked like it was in the 80s or so, and they were all muddy. And then there was one guy who looked like he played, you know, in a fluoro green dinner suit. And, of course, he was the winger. And that's sort of been the impression of wingers over the years. And it has changed so much for me. It's incredible how much the position has changed just year by year, just slowly made its way through, progressed its way up, and it just holds so much importance now. But, you know, when we talk about wingers, you talk about guys that, you know, they're good finishers, they come in and do early work. But for me, the most important role as a winger is your defense. I mean, in the NRL nowadays, especially if you've got a winger that can't defend, I mean, coaches just pick them apart. I mean, you just can't handle it. Like, I spoke to a guy a couple of weeks ago that you guys heard this week, Branko Lee, and I know he's not playing wing, he's playing centre, but whenever he was playing wing in his early years, I mean, teams would just pick him apart. They would just swing all their plays out to the left, come back and find Branko's wing because, you know, we call them spot defenders in rugby league, guys you want to get one-on-one, guys you want to target, you want to pull them away from their marked man, and quite often they'll take the bait. If they don't understand how to defend properly, they will take the bait. And there's so many great rugby league players that we consider to be these fantastic wingers that, for me, defensively, they're just not up to standard. And it really is the most underrated factor in a good winger for me. And the guy that I chose is my best all-round winger, and probably if you're under the age of maybe 20, you probably won't even know who I'm talking about. This guy, he played Origin, he played for Australia, but he was never a real highlights reel guy. Yeah, he had a couple of fantastic years, but this guy defensively, he was incredible. And you know, one of my favourite sayings in rugby league is like, it's good to score tries, but it's more important to save them. Yeah, a try that you save on the scoreboard, it's much more important than scoring one for me. If you can keep your opposition's points down, it means heap as an individual. It means heaps more than putting points on the board for me. And as a winger, I think we've sort of lost that way of thinking to some extent over the last years. But this guy started at the Penrith Panthers, made his way to the Sydney Roosters in the mid-90s, had a great combination with Brad Fittler. I've got a little highlights package I'm planning on putting on my page soon, and then made his way to the North Queensland Cowboys. That's where he's probably best known. Played Origin, played for the Kangaroos out of the Cowboys. It's, of course, Matty Singh, and I know there'll be a few eyebrows raised there, but Matt Singh, an unbelievable defender. I mean, the amount of tries that he used to save on his edge was simply incredible, and not only saving them, but just the amount of just opportunities that weren't created down his edge, because he just never made a bad decision, Matty Singh, and he always backed in his centre, and he had a range of centres inside him. It's not like he had one guy that he spent his whole career with that they had a combo on lock. It didn't matter where he was. It didn't matter which team he was playing for. He was always the same, Matty Singh, and his scramble was absolutely second to none. Now, when you think about wingers, you know, you might think Israel Folau, you sort of think Inglis, that sort of body shape, Sammy Ryder. Matty Singh, he wasn't a big, tall body, not in any way, shape, or form. He was a very average sort of looking body, but he just went harder than anyone. He was more determined than anyone, and he would just never give away anything out on his edge. And I mean, all wingers will tell you that they'll do that and that they don't let anyone take advantage of them on their sting, but mate, Matt Singh, he was something else. In the air, he was fantastic too. I mean, teams wouldn't bother kicking to him half the time. Didn't matter if he had someone opposite him that he was giving away a foot to. He would still make it work. His timing was incredible. The ability to be able to read plays was incredible. And I guess in Matty Singh's advantage was that his career sort of finished before all these block plays came in, which are really targeted at pulling wingers in and making their job really hard. But I mean, you can only defend what's up against you. And Matty Singh, he just never made mistakes. With the ball in hand, he was incredible too, Matt Singh. I mean, scored a number of tries, was incredibly quick, was really good in the air, as I said, especially on an, as an offensive option. He was sensational, Matt Singh, in the air. I remember an afternoon, 2004, I think they were maybe 03, or around that mark, they were playing Canterbury or the Roosters, and I remember being there, and he scored three tries. He was incredible. Three tries pretty much in the air. His awareness was unbelievable. He was just never caught out with an early kick, you know, with passing the ball on last. He just made the right split-second decision every single time, Matty Singh, and it was so impressive. They, you know, the old saying, as I said, you know, saving them is more important than scoring them. And Matt Singh, I would love a tally of how many tries he saved. He scored a heap. He would have scored over 100. I haven't got the stats in front of me, but he would have scored over 100 without a doubt. But saving them, I mean, I reckon he would have raised the bat there too. He shut down so many opposition opportunities. It was not even funny. I've got so much respect for Matty Singh, and he'll never be picked in a dream team or anyone's best team of all time or anything, but mate, he would never let you down. And for me, that's so important in a footballer. If you know they're not going to let you down defensively, they're not going to leak points. I mean, that is absolutely massive, especially on the wing when you're marking, you know, the best attacking options on the other side. Incredible stuff. For me, the guy that I picked as the best modern-day winger, though, and this guy's another one. He's probably one of the best attacking wingers we've ever seen. He's going to finish with, you know, I think he'll finish in the top five or six most tries ever scored, and that's Brett Morris. Now, Brett Morris obviously started at the St. George Illawarra Dragons. He's a Kiama boy with his brother Twin, with his twin brother Josh. They're both Kiama boys. They came through the St. George Illawarra system. He won the premiership in 2010 with the Dragons, made his move to Canterbury eventually, and then found his way to the Roosters for the back end of his career. And for me, this guy's been the best defensive winger for so long, it's not even funny. And I think he's got even better over the last 5 years, dare I say it. And I think it's got a lot to do with, I talk about this quite often with halves, but it's the same with your wingers now. There's nothing that Brett Morris hasn't seen. There's no trick play. There's no block play. There's nothing you can throw at him that Brett Morris hasn't seen. And defensively, he is just unbelievable. He very rarely makes errors. He very rarely makes a bad read. He's very rarely caught out of position. You very rarely see him get caught out by an early kick or whatever it may be. And like Matty Singh, as I mentioned before, his scramble is unbelievable. Yeah, and he's not afraid to body up on his wing. He's not afraid to put his body on the line, which I absolutely love about Brett Morris. But the thing that stands out for me with BMOS is that he will always back in the man inside him all the time. So, you know, if if his man doesn't shoot and his man stays straight and the opposition center is getting the better of his man, he'll always trust them. Yeah, he will always trust them until the last possible second that he has to come in. And it works the other way. If his center rushes in, Brett Morris, he doesn't stand in no man's land. He backs him in 100% and he rushes in with him. And that's what annoys me about a lot of guys nowadays in the modern game, that there's a lot of wingers out there that I would describe as selfish, that when their center rushes, they know, there might be an overlap on, and I see this quite often with one or two blokes. I won't mention names, but when their center rushes in, they stay on their wing, they stay on their man, because they know that in the tape session, they want to be able to say, no, I stayed on my man, wasn't my fault. There's a couple of wingers that even sort of point fingers at other guys in their team, and it really shits me. If your team, you know, if your center and your half, if they're forced to rush in and jam on the opposition, you need to do the same. And Brett Morris, he's always willing to do that. He always makes the right decision. He's never been a selfish footballer. He's always made the right call by the team. If his inside center makes a mistake and jams up, he will jam with them and they will put the play to bed, which is such an underrated skill as a winger. And the other standout thing for me with Brett Morris is in the air, he's unbelievable. I mean, I honestly think he was the unsung hero of that 2019 against the Canberra Raiders, that grand final, mate. A lot of people message me and say, how did Jack Whiten get the Clive Churchill? Mate, go and watch that game that Jack Whiten played. Go and watch his kicking game to Brett Morris. That was absolute pinpoint. There was about 9 kicks that landed within 30 metres of the try line, but Brett Morris was never able to get up from his in goal and take that mark. Yeah, and Brett Morris, he did not drop a single one all night. Dare I say, if there was any other winger ever in rugby league on the right wing for the Roosters that night, he would have spilled a few of those and that game would have been completely different. And, you know, there'll be people that arise that roll their eyes at that and whatnot. But, mate, go and watch that grand final again. Watch the amazing effort Brett Morris done. For me, if they would have given him the Clive Churchill, I wouldn't have been shocked in the slightest. He was simply incredible. Jack Whiten, that was one of the best kicking games we've ever seen from anyone in a grand final. And Brett Morris, he just put him to bed all night. He just handled it perfectly. You can't buy the experience Brett Morris has. As I said, there is nothing he hasn't seen before. There's nothing you can throw Brett Morris out on the wing that he hasn't seen before. He can deal with it all. And for me, he might be, you know, 33, 34, whatever he might be. But right now, he is still the best defensive winger in the comp. Is he the strongest? No. Does he get up the highest? No. Does he understand rugby league and does he understand playing on the wing better than anyone else? 100%. If you told me I could only pick one winger to have in my team for next season, I think it's Brett Morris every day of the week. Every day of the week. Being reliable in the NRL, it matters. And Brett Morris, there has never been a more reliable winger for me than him.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.